Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
Welcome back.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, Jennifer.
Wait, y'all. Let me talk. I sounded normal like everybody else.
Girl, no.
You sound like
you felt like you was waking up.
No.
Why do we go through this every time?
I don't understand why y'all just won't let me. Just let me be. I just be talking.
Be this. You being sleepy. Wake it up.
Sleepy season. Sleepy bag season.
She's looking at the clock like, well, y'all see what time y'all pick.
Oh, she
excuse
told us
me.
To come on.
I've been off all day. So I picked this because y'all was at work.
Oh, there you go.
So I think we should let's jump right into it.
That was Jenny's way of telling us to bring our ass
to move it on.
To move it on. But where have we been? Because we ain't been here. Y'all, we've been together. We've seen each other, but they ain't heard from us. They like, y'all still around?
Y'all still do this?
Y'all still got a show?
Barely.
Every time we come back, too.
At least we come back. You know, I was doing a sweep of our shows recently, and there were definitely some shows that I saw that are just gone. Like, I thought they still been around and kicking in, just thought I missed some episodes or something. No, they ain't been back since 2020. So at least we be trucking.
We trucking along.
Yep.
Trucking along.
Through that.
What y'all been up to this year? You know, I mean, that's why I'm bringing it up, because they want to know where y'all
been. Want to know where we've been at. I had a baby.
She had a human.
I literally just looked at a picture of myself and I said, dead body produced a baby.
Period.
Dead body pushed out a baby.
Period. Ain't that wild?
It's wild. Yes, I created a human and she came to life in March, and that's where I've been. If you can't find me, that's where I be.
Yeah, she's so sweet.
She's so sweet.
Sweetest thing.
She's cutest little baby. What y'all been doing? Y'all ain't been having no baby.
No.
No, but life has been life, and life has been good. I really don't have many complaints. I feel like a lot of things have been happening, a lot of good things, so just trying to survive the rest of the year and keep moving forward.
Jenny turned 30 this year, though.
Oh, long walk.
Welcome, Barry.
Very close.
Yeah, Barry too. Turned 30, and you know, it's been good so far.
Your back hurt yet?
30s is where I should have been years ago. Say what?
Your back hurt yet?
You know, it's been hurting. been hurting.
Tragic.
I hope your 30s are good.
I definitely think they will be. I'm just living my life, you know.
Living my life. Made me think about that reel where it's just all a drink. So I'm just living my life. Living my life. And it's the Kardashians now. Y'all ain't saw that reel. I think about life in reels now, so
social media queen, that is true.
Oh my gosh.
What you been doing?
You know, I've been trying to, speaking of bodies, hold mine together. It feels like homegirl just falling apart. I told Keisha yesterday, I said, you know, God must have a body on layaway for me or something. Like, I don't know. There gotta be like somewhere I can get refurbished parts. because little baby falling apart. So, I've just been trying to hold myself together, push forward, stay positive and motivated through all of my health things I've had going on this year. So, I've just been trying to dedicate my time to figuring my health out so that I can possibly have a less stressful 2023.
I feel like I say this every year, but I definitely feel like this year went by even quicker than previous years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the fact that December is like a, you know, like next month, I'm just like, I mean, it's a good thing, but then again, I'm just like, oh, I needed to pump the brakes a little bit.
Need to hit the pause button. Where the pause button? Right. What an emergency eject up in here.
I this year a lot of things happened, but I just can't believe like we're at the end of it. I needed more time.
Yeah.
Tiny bit.
Just a little bit. I had somebody I was talking about us having our retreat next month, and they were like, y'all just had one. I said, in January.
Like, in my mind, like we just had it.
But it feels that way, but it was almost a year ago.
Wow.
Crazy.
Well, y'all want to jump right in?
Yes.
All right. So we're going to kick it off with an icebreaker, which we haven't had one of these in so long.
Now
we miss So for this episode, the icebreaker is, if you could invent something that would make life easier, what would it be?
Like my life or everybody's life?
Your life or anybody, like it don't matter.
I will say, if I could invent like some type of I don't know, I guess you could say robot to do all of like my house chores, to grocery shop, to cook. Like if they could do everything that I don't have to worry about at home, then I would be like, my life would just be wonderful. And then I can focus on all the other things. But if I could have like invent something that could like, you know, take care of everything that I have to do outside of the house or in the house, excuse me, then
I think that would, you need the robots from the Jets.
The Jets friends.
I just said a robot nanny, or I don't know. A robot cleaner. I don't know what you can call it.
You need a nanny, Jenny.
Not a nanny to take care of the stuff in the house.
She said a nanny to take care of me.
Okay. I know. I mean, you personally need a nanny.
Yes. I'm here for it. That's where my mind went at first, but then my mind quickly pivoted. You know, I think I would invent the perfectly balanced man.
Okay.
Because they right, I'm still waiting on the new releases to drop. I don't think they came out. I don't think I got the ticket for the new releases. So I would like to invent, you know, a man who is emotionally intelligent, who knows how to communicate, who can be trusted, whose sex game is amazing. You know, throw all the mix. Throw all the sugar and spice up in there and put him in the machine, pop him out.
Pop him out.
Is this like a one, or like, are you making many?
You know, I could start with version one and he would be for me, you know, and I would see how it goes. And I don't know how that works. I don't know if I just review my own products and then I can make more copies for other women. But then they have to, you know, they can't be my man, though. They got to be like they man. They got to look different and stuff.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know. You can't have my man.
Right. No, you can create it where, like, you know, they can come in and tell you, you know, what they want the man to look like. And you can program him to meet their needs. So I think that would be neat. Like, you could come up with some type of code or something to program them, you know,
and put their code in. But you know what? To be honest, I probably wouldn't even do all that. I probably would just invent them for myself. Because who got time for that? I have women around the globe outside my door.
Rich.
You'll be rich and you wouldn't have to worry about them trying to steal your work. If you only make one, you better have some security.
Right. Because they coming. They come. They sniff them out.
I think I would invent like... Now, okay, think about this in like a perfect, sanitary, extremely clean world, okay?
I'm nervous.
No, don't be nervous. I would make a napping station. Sometimes I just want to pull up somewhere and take a...
Facts.
I want to take a nap. I was in Castleton the other day and I just want to take a little... Just want to take a nap.
Fully support.
Pay to I take like a nap. Mm-hmm. You get the little, for like... Or 2 hours.
Kated so many naps a week, like, you know, so like you can
get a plan, a subscription.
Yeah.
You could put some aromatherapy in there. You could put your aromatherapy.
Right.
I'm here for it. I don't even know if you should release that because I think that could be a thing, Tyra. That's a thing.
I need a nap.
Pat Matt, y'all heard this on Shenanigans. So if y'all see the stations, they stole it from Tyra.
And I'm suing.
Suing.
I will sue.
On site, suing.
I will sue. Yay. I want a nap.
I was getting an automatic starter put on my car in Castleton, and I was like, this is a perfect time for me to just go lay down somewhere.
I almost took an Uber all the way home. To lay down.
I was at work the other day and I swear I was so tired one day and this guy saw me and was like, well, you know, there's like those meditation rolls downstairs. Well, no, I don't know. It felt like a trap because I'm like, I don't know if I feel weird about this because you're telling me about it and the fact that you don't know where they are. So like, what if you be checking to see if I'm in this meditation room and come get me? So then I just didn't go check. But I was definitely looking for somewhere to go nap at work yesterday.
I always need a nap. Those are great inventions. I like the man, the robot butler, the robot maid, and napping station. Pay us for our idea.
Pay us. What's y'all inventions? We're going to have to ask y'all. Oh, well, hopefully Twitter's around. You know, I don't know if Twitter's going to be around with all this mess that's going on right now. But if Twitter's around, y'all will have to drop a gift.
Yeah, y'all going to have to let us know at shenanigans_pod on Instagram and Twitter if it's still around.
If it's still around. Elon driving in the ground.
Elon clowning. But we're going to move right along to our... I don't know if that's our sound. I just made that up.
Not a hot top. I thought y'all said y'all didn't like no hot top.
Wait. You love what I say.
I was just going to be dropping those.
Woo! Jenny loves when we say hot top.
I know.
Hot top.
Hotty toddy.
That's worse.
It's worse than hot top. Wow. Y'all are clowning. So, for this episode, our hot topic is soft girl era or soft life. You know, it can apply to men as well because I know we have our male listeners. Y'all are not forgotten about. But we wanted to talk about this soft life that has been all over social media. I've been seeing all of the memes everywhere, people talking about it. And just for a little definition, a soft life is a life of ease, peace, comfort, and intentional happiness It does not require struggle, love, stress, and distress. It consists of mutual relationships, clarity, and self-care. So there are memes everywhere promoting this like new life of ease. What does that mean to y'all? What does that look like for y'all?
I think when I think about, you know, being in your self-care era or just having a soft life, the first thing that comes to mind is just ease. And I feel like that, you know, I've kind of picked up on that this year. It's like, you know, whenever I'm part of something or just period in life, I just want ease. And I think just really being able to move throughout life and truly, you know, being able to be in your feminine energy and allow things to just kind of flow. You know, don't go against the grain, whether, you know, it's something that you want, don't want, just allow it to flow and allow life to unfold as it should.
I mean, very similar. I think for me, it's like about just not having any additional stressors. Like, not carrying weight that isn't mine, not worrying about things I don't have control over, not having either of the things I just listed caused me stress. And so, you know, just really staying almost within my own bubble of taking care of me, being at peace with me, and just not carrying unnecessary weight and stress that comes from other people. And if it does, then cutting them the hell off.
Snip, snip.
It was the scissor fingers for me.
For me. I wish we had a sound.
Right. I really look. They don't have a cutting sound.
I think on top of what y'all said, but I also think this soft life is also about a life of luxury as well. I think Black women are kind of being into this, you know, living this luxurious life as we should, because we deserve it. So I feel like it has a lot to do with that, and also kind of combating that Black superwoman, you know, stereotype that has been placed on us that we have carried around. I just told somebody, people are like, oh, you're so resilient. I don't want to be resilient. I don't want to be strong. I want to be stay at home. Not even a stay at home mama. I just want to stay at home.
Damn.
with my robot nanny. Like, I just, so yeah, I think we're just tired of being strong all the time, carrying all these burdens, carrying everybody else's burdens, being the go-to person in our families and extended family. And now it's time to just, you know, chill and enjoy life a little bit.
I told people recently, I'm done. I said, I'm retired. People ask me to do some random stuff or deal with some stuff I want to deal with. I send them gifts that say I'm retired.
Get somebody else to do it.
I told them at my job, I said, y'all 2 seconds away. Keep on now. We're gonna reduce this. We're gonna reduce this head count, because I'm gonna be gone. So yeah, no. We don't wanna carry that, because we're strong in so many spaces. We're strong with ourselves, we're strong as friends, we're strong as moms, we're strong at work. It gotta stop some damn where.
Somewhere. Because we gonna end up killing ourselves.
Literally, or ending up in the hospital. And then you wonder why, you know, we always have these struggles with being burnt out or exhaustion, literal exhaustion. Like, you can go to the hospital for exhaustion.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, no.
Yeah. I just want to add to your point, Tyra, when you talked about, you know, just living luxurious life. Like, I feel like another thing that I've thought about this year when it comes to, you know, being in your software era is just really thinking, like, you know, I've been shifting my mindset and telling myself, like, I can have literally anything that I want. Here. And really believing that, you know, and I think a lot of times we put limits on ourselves because of X, Y, and Z or whatever the whatever it is, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, really taking your imagination to another level and really telling yourself, like, okay, I can have this, you know, I can create this for myself, and really believing in that and knowing that you have the power to really, you know, have whatever it is that you really want.
Yep. What obstacles stand in the way of y'all living in your software era?
I think for me, I'm going to just speak generally, because I feel like for me, I don't feel like I've really struggled with actually doing it. Like, before now, yes, because I didn't really think that it was just possible. And I think I was just putting limits on myself. But when I shifted my mindset, it's kind of changed for me. But I can see, you know, a lot of people struggling with the idea of, like, oh, well, you know, I've had to live this way. This is who I am. You know, I've had to be this way for so long. And they think that, okay, well, they have to continue to be this person, and that, you know, they can't create a new identity for themselves, and they can't, you know, not necessarily, I don't want to say completely let go of, like, their masculinity, because I think part of you, I mean, you still need to be masculine in certain areas. But you need to be able to know how to, like, turn it off and on. And I think some people are, you know, just always been a certain way and so hard on the outside that they probably just don't know how. Mm-hmm. Or trust themselves enough to, you know, be soft, or, you know, be live life with ease.
Yeah. I think that I had always been living in my, like, soft life. I have been, this is my whole adulthood, until I became a mom, and then of course it shifted. So I think mothering, of course, shifted what my soft girl era looked like. But I'm trying to redefine, and still trying to implement some of the things that I was doing. You know, I can't neglect myself while taking care of my child, even though it is very hard, or it's very easy to neglect yourself when you have a new little one. But, you know, for me, it's time. If I have, like, a babysitter or trying to manage my time where I can keep her distracted because she's very clingy. And then if we're talking about the luxury side, the only thing, obstacle is money. I mean, I am luxurious on my own budget, but, you know, I don't want no budget.
I love that. I'm luxurious on my own budget.
I am. Like, I am luxurious within my means.
Yes. Love that.
Yay.
That's good, because I think a lot of people have the mindset that, okay, well, since I can't get what I, you know, what I really want, then I can't do it at all. It's like, right. No, still give yourself the opportunity to live that life, you know, within your means or whatever the case is, but don't, like, just don't do it at all, you know.
Yeah.
I think I was going to say time, but even maybe a step further is just prioritization.
Yes. Oh,
I just put so many things before my actual self, or other people's needs, or other just things that have to get done. I'm more of, like, a checklist person. Okay, I got all this shit to do. And, like, 9 times out of 10, it's not actual things for me. And so just making sure that while I'm going through those checklists, actually prioritizing myself would, you know, ease some of that. Some of those barriers.
Okay, the last thing that I wanted to ask y'all was, if you were trying to encourage somebody into stepping into a life of ease, what type of advice would you give them?
So, cut the cord.
I was gonna say, say no.
Yeah.
Say no. Set your boundaries. Yeah. And try to step out of people pleasing, because that's kind of where you get messed up. Well, that's really hard to get out of, but that's what I would say.
Yeah. And I mean, and when I say cut the cord, like, I mean distractions, mm-hmm. cut the cord from things that aren't actually benefiting you, that aren't for you. Like, that's what I've spent the last few months doing. And while I've still had some external stressors, I don't have nearly as many if I was still engaged in spaces that I just didn't belong in. So just being able to step out of those spaces gave me more time to think about me instead of, you know, having interactions with someone that wasn't for me.
Yeah. One thing that I would say is really sitting down with yourself and writing out the type of life that you want to have. I think it's hard to try to, you know, live away if you don't know how you want to, or, you know, or what you want to see. So I think really sitting down and writing it out so you have something to envision and something to like work towards or look forward to, I think that that would help. But I think, you know, definitely identifying those things first.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I say no, I mean, like, very specifically, I feel like people look to Black women specifically to take care of things, to get things done. Mm-hmm. No, have somebody else do that.
Yeah.
One thing that I've been saying a lot is I don't do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that no more. So that ain't me no more. So I've gotten real comfortable with that.
Yeah.
A lot of time, people would think, are you acting funny? Are you doing this? Are you doing... No, I just don't do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
Love that for you.
Yeah. Oh. And when it comes to dating, I feel like I used to say cut the cord, but don't just like cut it a little bit, leave a piece.
Just cut it.
Like, don't cut it and then keep them around. No, if they do something that don't align with who you are as a person, don't align with what you want, just end it. You can amicably end it. You can end it peacefully. Don't keep going on with it.
For sure. Period. I got something for y'all that need that in my segment.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you talked about segment because we're about to move right on through them. About to shimmy on down. You about to make
we
a
getting segment. Into the segment. We get into the segment. Yes, the segments is back.
The segments are back. We ain't had a segment in February. But that's all right.
That's all right.
We are about to be well. Did he have the baby in March?
Come on now, Ops. You knew this.
I mean, you know, I don't think I really...
That's wild.
Yeah.
But it literally felt like we just had the conversation. Like,
I know.
That's how it's like.
It's just like we just made the plan for my maternity leave. It does.
But it's okay, because we back. We back with this baby.
And we're about to be well and loved.
Yes.
And be the best you that you can be. And we're going to start with our wellness segment. And today, we are going to talk about how to increase your libido.
Yes.
What
kind of topic?
And I wanted to talk about this because I feel like it is very true. After you have a baby, it kind of just, your libido just goes up. It just crashes and burns. Because, and I don't know if it is like a physiological thing to happen with your body, but for me, it's like the last on my mind because I'm focused on the baby and also I don't have a lot of opportunity for intimacy because I'm not dating. So like, I'm just so used to not doing nothing. So it just, you know, goes away. But I want to give tips on how to bring it back. You can always bring it back. The first thing you can do is get a massage. If you're into that.
Which kind of massage?
I mean, I left it open because you can take that. You know. But at least if you get a legal massage and a professional massage parlor, like people rubbing on you can, you know, just get the blood flowing, and don't be inappropriate during your massage. But I'm just saying, like, you know, it can just bring you back to life. I feel like somebody, you know, touching on you. The next, if you have a partner, you can focus on foreplay. Like, really focus, like, take your time with it. Don't rush through it.
Yes.
And you can also prioritize intimacy. So you can take turns planning dates, participating in activities outside of the bedroom. So lots of quality time. But if you are single or if you have a partner, you can masturbate. Please do. Or as we like to say, water your plants.
Water them plants. Water them well. But they ain't gonna know what to do no more. What? Leave me on the beach.
I said water them because they thirst. Water your plant. It is a great time for you to explore what it is that you like. You can take your time, or you can be a mini man, whatever. Do your thing. If you are a lady, I suggest you buy the rose, because
yes,
that ain't no joke. Okay,
it may be thinking.
Cancel your day, buy a pack of cigarettes, because you're gonna need it. The last thing, if you feel like one of these things hurts, if you have you think it's something mentally or emotionally blocking you from, you know, being around, I would say speak to a professional, because they can help you unblock whatever it is that's keeping you from being intimate with yourself or someone else. Y'all got any ways that y'all dig yourselves out of a low libido period? Yeah,
they got vitamins for that too.
They do.
I love to take vitamins that are for like sexual health, even if I'm not feeling like that, because I just look at it as like a maintenance thing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I take vitamin C and D for this, and I can take vitamin for that. You know, so if you feel like yours kind of goes up and down, you can try looking at different vitamins. I literally think I got some from like Target. That just keeps you engaged, even if it's just with yourself.
Yep. Anything differently for you, Jenny?
I think for me, like, I don't, I feel like all this year, I've just really been in the space of creating. And so really creating the vibe and space that you need and want to really feel like, you know, to create that feeling. So, you know, whether it's like you listening to like some really like music that, you know, you like, you know, lowering your lights, lighting candles or whatever, to really set the mood for yourselves.
All great tips. Let us know how y'all increase your libido. My brain.
Hot pants hot.
Huh?
How you keeping your hot pants hot?
How you keeping your tops hot?
Hot top. Hot toppy, as Jimmy would say. Gotta get the hot toppy if you want your libido.
Get the hot toppy. Hilarious. Well, Aisha, it's time for you to tell us how to be loved.
Yes, I'm so excited to talk to y'all about be loved today. And a funny sidebar. It's been so long since we had segments. I forgot which segment I I started thinking of one, and I said, I don't think I'm be well anymore. Haven't been be well for a while. Okay, so, like I kind of shared, like I alluded to when we were talking during our hot topic, related to just cutting the cord. Like, this year's really been dedicated to intentionality for me, at least like really the last half of the year. Intentionality and purpose when it comes to connection. And I know this is a season where either people are like booed up or they're getting broken up with, because like all the hot the holidays are coming. Like, I heard somebody talking about that on the radio earlier. Like, they y'all out here bullish because it's breakup season. I was like, dang, it's breakup season? I thought it was cuffing season. So I guess it could be going either way for you. I know for me personally, like, I ended two of my longest connections I've had in life this year, like, back to back. And while they were a bit traumatic in how they ended and, like, what came after, I had to really take some time and space to, like, process them. And I realized that I gained a great gift out of cutting those connections and those connections ending. And the gift was, if I was not putting up, if I felt like at the end of their rope that they were not worth the stress or my time any longer, then, like, any new guy I was meeting or entertaining at that time that was kind of like on some crap, they also didn't deserve it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you had somebody that's been in your life for so long, like, once you don't accept something from someone that maybe you put at a different level, then you're not going to accept it from other people either that maybe you don't think of in the same light. And so that kind of spearheaded me into, like, this clear roster season. So I, like, cleared out my roster, which, if y'all listen to old seasons of Shenanigans, you know that is not my style. And I have remained celibate for almost 6 months now. Also not my style, because I am a pro water your in all the ways type of girl. And I really just tried to focus on myself this season. And so I know in previous episodes, especially during this time of year, often talked about, like, evaluating your inventory with your connections and stuff like that. And so if you're going and you have, like, a similar journey for me as me, or you might be at a similar crossroads, I wanted to share some tips about how you can have an effective clear roster season. And not feel any way about it. Like, actually feel very good about it, because it's, like, even connected to, like, us talking about our soft girl season, like, that can be a part of it. And so some of the tips I have, of course, number one, take inventory of those connections. Like, are they really good for you? You know, are they serving you? Are they worthy of you? If the answer is no, like, leave them in the past. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And you can either have conversations. Tip number two is, either you can have conversation to end those connections, or you could just stop interactions altogether. It's not ghosting, because if they ain't checking on you, you ain't checking on them. They clearly didn't want to check on you no way. So it's like, if you don't have anything to talk about, don't feel bad about just disengaging and doing what's right for you. You don't always need closure by talking to the other person. Sometimes you just need closure within yourself. What, Jenny? Third tip is, define what you want to focus on with yourself for this season. So I kind of made a list of things that I'm just tired of with myself, like stuff that I'm like, why am I always doing this? Or why am I still like this? Like, how can I really take time to focus on it to either create a new habit for myself, or even bringing that in as a regular therapy topic for me to tackle? So I kind of made that list of things that I wanted to just improve with myself. There were just things that I was just tired of. And then last but not least, take an evaluation on how you're loving yourself. And, like, how can you refine or commit to habitually implementing self-love as a routine? Because we do it with self-care, you know, we do it with health and fitness and wellness, but sometimes self-love can look a little different. We might have to, you know, define that for ourselves individually. So creating your own self-love routine and implementing that during this season so it becomes a habit. So those are some ways that I'm tackling my clear roster season. It's going good so far. So I just wanted to share those tips back if some other women, or guys for that matter, might be in the same space.
I like.
What you got, Jenny? How we being us today?
How we gonna be us by talking about, you know, a little sex magic. I feel like it's really on point with what Tyra was talking about. Sex magic.
What? It's fine. This is the funniest bring back episode because we did not talk about these topics together, y'all.
We did not say, okay, this was not a very collaborative effort. So
no.
Way to be aligned.
Look at that alignment.
Wow. No, I love that. I was like, magic.
But so,
yeah.
More.
When I learned about this, which I mean, I guess I've kind of known about it, but I didn't really know like it was called, you know, it had a name for it or whatever. But I feel like I learned about this like earlier in the summertime. And it's crazy because when I learned about it, like literally, well, there were other reasons why or factors played a role in it, but I really felt like my body changed. Anyway, so sex magic is basically, you know, you either having sex with yourself or you can, you know, have sex with a partner, but you're doing it, you know, more intentionally and not, you know, just to have sex. So really using it to, you know, have orgasms, to raise your energy and direct it for a different purpose. And so basically you're, you know, using your energy to manifest what it is that you want. So, you know, there's energy all in the world. We are, you know, energetic beings. Like, and so just think about, you know, the things that we think about, the things that we want, we ask the universe for, you know, we ask the universe for, and we're directing all of our energy towards that. And so that's how those things come to life. And so just think about all the energy, even outside of just manifesting things. But when you have sex, think about all the energy and that connection that you have, whether it's like by yourself or with someone. But think about using that to put what it is that you want out into the world. Aisha, do you want to say something?
First of all, I've heard of this. Now that you say I've heard of this, I've heard it more within manifesting. But it's like sexual manifestation. But yes, I have heard of this. I have a book about this. So I'm just really excited.
Okay, you don't have to share the book because I have not read a book about it. I've heard like podcasts and I watch videos about it or whatever.
Oh, no. You got to share the videos.
Right. might increase some libidos.
Just talking about it, but I think like I had mentioned, like, you know, all this year I've really been in my, you know, creating like mindset and really thinking about different ways to create the type of life that I want. And so, you know, I like to, you know, meditate and things like that, but you know, I also like having sex. And so if I can manifest a life that I want while feeling good, then why not? So just some benefits of like you know, using sex magic. And I kind of try to tread lightly when I use the word magic, because you know how some people feel, you know, about it. However,
it'll be
you
all know, right.
Yeah, it's like you're basically using your powers to manifest what it is that you want. So it's something that God gave you, you know. So some ways or some benefits of, you know, using sex magic to manifest the life that you want. Is you're able to, you know, fulfill your wishes and desires. And so really using that to figure out what it is that you want. What do you want to use your energy that you were created with to create the life that you want? You're able to just feel more present because you're able to slow down and truly focus on what it is that you want to desire. And then if you're doing it by yourself, which I mean, I would say you can also feel this way if you're doing it with, you know, with somebody or with your partner, but you're able just to improve confidence within yourself and your body. You're learning your body and figuring out, what feels good to you, what feels good to get you to that point where you're gonna, you know, orgasm. So you're really, you know, learning yourself. And then, you know, if you are doing it with your partner, you both can, you know, really get to know each other even more and create a deeper connection or a relationship. And so
just some tips on, you know, how to go about this. You know, make sure that you're finding a comfortable place, whether it's like wherever it is, whatever's comfortable for you, setting the, you know, vibe or the mood for the room. And you want to really work on calling your energy home. And so, you know, if you use crystals or if you use other things, if you use oils or whatever, you really want to work on calling your energy home so you have that energy, you know, to raise and lift up what it is that you want to do. You know, put something, if you want something nice to wear or if you don't want to wear anything, you know, decide, you know, something that's going to make you feel good and comfortable. And even before, even before doing all these things, you want to make sure that you know what it is that you want to ask for. So you can actually envision those things while you're, you know, doing the sex magic, so you can actually, you know, see those things. And you're able to feel the emotions and feelings of already having those things. So think about all, you know, think whatever it is. Let's just say, I don't know, you want to manifest a certain house or something. I don't know. Think about how you would feel if you're in that house. Think about how you're going to feel, you know, whatever it is you want to do, and work on feeling that happiness or that joy, whatever, while you're in the midst of, you know, manifesting it. And, you know, right before you actually orgasm, you know, say out loud what it is that you want. So it's really allowing yourself to connect with yourself, feel comfortable and confident in yourself, also while, you know, getting what it is that you want as well.
Wow.
If y'all have anything y'all want to add to it, I want to make
wowzers.
Oh man, we
told y'all Jimmy turned 30 this year. 30-year-old topics. I'm here for it.
Okay.
Jimmy said orgasm. Jimmy said a lot of things I'm not used to hearing Jimmy say. I'm just here for it.
Wait till Team Jenny hears this. They're gonna be like, Jenny needs some new friends. She built Tyra.
Y'all done corrupted her. I can hear Sheena now saying I corrupted you.
I was just gonna say, Sheena gonna be the first one.
But, well, yeah, you know, take the tips, you know, get you a comfortable space, write out what it is that you want to manifest, and give it a go with your rose that Tyra mentioned.
I'm doing it tonight. I was just about to say, tonight.
Period. Oh, I love it. We talked about soft girl era and decreasing our libidos, cleaning our roster, sex magic. What a great episode.
Man.
Jenny's going to wrap us up with a little she-spiration.
Yes. So don't let hearing no become your shackles to staying where you are. Let the no serve as the yes for all the other things that the world has yet revealed to you.
I like that. Yes. We hope y'all enjoyed our first full episode.
Yeah. It's a
tragedy. Well, we are back.
Well, thanks.
Catch up in 2 weeks.
2 weeks with a mini. Holla back.
Bye.
Bye.